Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Monday the 25th of March. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. And of course, if you like what you hear on this free podcast, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up at marcustoday.com.au for a free 2-week trial. Plenty to get your teeth into over Easter. And of course, we have a wonderful Facebook discussion group, members podcast, money-making ideas galore. And certainly, we have a great community of members. Help each other as much as possible and also give us great ideas. And we can pass on those ideas to you. And of course, we have our own ideas and try and make you money. So we'd love to have you on board as part of the community. As I say, sign up at marcustoday.com.au. All right, well, let's go to the scores on the doors as always. And a pretty solid day in the market with 10-year bond yields dropping below 4% again, 3.99%. That was enough to kick the market 41 points higher to 7,812, up 0.53%. We opened at 7,775.9. We had a high of 7,844.4, pretty close to our all-time high close, but it wasn't able to hold it. 7,774.7 was our low for the day, but certainly closing in on that all-time high of 7,847. And once again, the market looking pretty solid pretty much across the board. There were one or two patches of red, but generally it all looked pretty solid. The banks once again doing okay. CBA up 1.1%, ANZ up 0.4%, and that big bank basket $208.94, up 0.6%. NAB's down 0.6 though, but we had Macquarie also down 0.8%. The rest of the financials were a little bit easier as well. Insurers not doing much either. Suncorp down 0.9. But looking across at REITs, the little REIT petites were doing very well today. Goodman Group 3.7% higher and Mirvac 2.2% higher. So enjoying that 10-year bond yield dipping below the 4%, as did the tech stocks. We had REA up 2.3%, WiseTech up 0.80, up 1.4%, with the All Tech Index up just shy of 1%. So a pretty good day all round in the tech space. Car Group up 2.5% as well. Industrials generally across the board pretty solid. Transurban 1.1% higher, Woolies 0.2% higher there as well, and Qantas up 1.7%. Looking across to the resources, well, we did have a big push out of the blocks this morning from Fortescue with Twiggy Forrest talking about copper and his desire to push into the copper market. 3.5% up for Fortescue, iron ore holding up. In Asian trade, Rio up 0.9, BHP up a measly 0.2, but South 32 doing all right, up 1.7%. Gold stocks also doing okay generally today. A little bit of interest in Evolution up 2.4%. The likes of Ramelius up 3.9% as well. And one or two of the copper stocks doing well. Samphire 2.9% higher there. We did see lithium stocks under some pressure, but not a lot. Pilbara down 0.8%, IGO down 1.1% there, and Mineral Resources, it's an iron ore stock today, up 0.8% for them. Oil and gas stocks better, Woodside up 1.2%, Santos up 1.1%, and a little bit of interest coming through in the coal stocks with Whitehaven up 1.9% there. In corporate news today, a couple of bids out this morning, MRM, that's MMA Offshore, they were up well today. They did okay. They were up around 10.6%. And MEA, which is McGrath, the real estate business, up nearly 25% on the back of that bid there. The A2B as well, that takeover from a Singaporean group now going ahead. Looks like the stock will be delisted from early April. Nothing on the economic front today at all. A little bit of news coming out of China and Japan, but nothing particularly exciting, to be honest. We did see Asian markets a little mixed. Japan currently is down. Let's have a look at the latest number there. But Japan is down around 0.6 of a percent. 0.7, where are we? Let's have a look. 0.6 of a percent. Hong Kong up 0.3. China up 0.3. So relatively quiet time there, but we did see those yields falling back 3.99%. As far as the winners for grinners today go in our market, let's run through the top stocks. Well, MRM was our top stock today. That, of course, under a takeover approach. $2.60 there, that's where they closed. 10.6% higher, 12 million shares traded. Beacon Lighting, well, the light shone bright for them today, up 5.8%. Not a huge volume, though, only 160,000 shares. In the gold space, West African Resources, one of the winners today, up 5.1%, 4 million shares traded. Megaport, living up to their name, 3.9% higher, 704,000 shares traded. And we had RMS, which is, of course, Remelius there. That was up 3.9%, 5 million shares traded there. PME, ProMedicus, back in the winner's enclosure, up 3.9% there. In the loser's corner today on the naughty step, we did have WA1 Resources, not doing very well today, down 6.2%, only 186,000 shares traded. Latin Resources also under a bit of pressure, down 5.4%, hardly surprising given Sigma Lithium, its next door neighbour in Brazil, was also down quite heavily last night, 10 million shares traded there. ALS, the life sciences and assay people, down 4.8% on 2 million shares. They announced they would acquire full ownership and control of Nuvisan, and that knocked them back today. 360, Life 360, down 4.4%. WC8, Wildcat Resources, lost the life today, down 4.3%. And Superloop's down 4%. Today on 876,000 shares. Positive sectors today, well, the banks, the tech, oil and gas, REITs, gold. Negative sectors, not much really. The lithium sector was a little bit negative, and we did see a little bit of selling in one or two of the gaming stocks. We had Aristocrat down 0.9, Tender Loving Care, and the Lottery Corp down 1.3, Light and Wonder down 2%, unusual for them. And Jumbo Interactive down 0.8 of a percent there. Travel stocks doing okay today. As far as the big bank basket, $208.94, 0.6% higher. Eurotech Index up 0.1. Gold pretty steady in Aussie dollar terms, 3,324. Bitcoin up to 67,527. 10-year yields, last I looked, 3.99. Let's just give you the update. They do trade longer than other markets. They do trade longer than the equity market. 4% is the 10-year yield. So just sneaking up a little bit on the close. The Aussie dollar steady at 65.25. And those Asian markets, as I say, a little bit mixed. We had Hong Kong and China up around 0.3 and Japan down around 0.6. Currently Dow futures down 60 and NASDAQ futures down 10. Major movers and shakers today, we had Regal doing okay, RF1 up 2% after their weekly NTA estimate. Carnaby, streets ahead there, doing very well today, up nearly 9%. Good move, not huge volume, but it was one we added to the small cap portfolio the other week, up around 18-19% since we added those only a few days ago. Kathmandu, well, they Kathmandu did today. They haven't been doing Kathmandu very well recently, at 9%. A few directors revealing they've been buying a few shares. And Appen as well, doing well today, up 11.6%. Bit of change in directors' interest there. BRE also having a good day. That's Brazilian Rare Earths. What could possibly go wrong with that name? 5.2% higher. They have a new rare earth discovery, the Pele Project. All right, looking at some of the losers today, Patriot Battery Metals, they had a positive announcement, still fell 2.7%. SQ2 fell 2.8%. Maybe that's to do with the Bitcoin sell-off. EOS, Electro-Optic Systems, fell 18.5%. They did a capital raising at $1.70. And guess what? Lo and behold, the stock price went to $1.70. Jupiter Mines, Well, they couldn't keep it up for very long, could they? It was always going to happen. Down 8.5% today. 6 million shares traded. And DSE, DropSuite, down 1.7% on the AGM notification. Blast from the past today was speculative stock of the day. Good volume too was Archer Materials. They were up 26.6%. They announced a deal, which I have no idea what it means, but they did announce a deal. I'll run you through the highlights of that deal. Archer announced that themselves and EPFL, their research partner, have developed a pulsed electron spin resonance chip, which advances Archer's CQ quantum technology project. The new chip detects and analyzes materials for important signs of quantum electron spin manipulations at a very small scale. Yup. All right. Company news today in a little more detail. We had Macquarie Group. There was some rumours in the paper in the UK that reported Macquarie is considering a large stake in London's Heathrow Airport. Pilbara announced that it has signed a binding agreement with Ganfeng to complete joint feasibility study on the 32,000 per annum ton downstream lithium conversion plant. ALS has agreed with Nuvisan Pharma to acquire remaining 51% at nil cost. Nuvisan generates $245 million in yearly earnings. Adriatic Metals corporate presentation today, guidance for the Rupice mine production. And we also saw Orcorp announce Silvercorp's takeover offer had expired and the board had recommended the Perseus proposal of 57.5 cents there. A2B Australia, well, that looks done and dusted for now. In economic and other headlines today, Citi says sell the rally in lithium. Their commodities team has turned bearish, suggests the physical market will tip into a large surplus in the coming 18 months. Japan's top currency official delivered a warning on speculative moves on the yen. He said, we will take appropriate action against excessive fluctuations without ruling out any options. And the IMF says China at a fork in the road on reforms to boost demand. And Premier Li Qiang downplayed concerns about challenges facing the economy and reassured investors that Beijing will step up supportive measures for growth. And China has blocked the use of Intel and AMD chips in government computers. And Thiel, Bezos and Zuckerberg has joined the parade of insiders who have been selling out of tech stocks. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Of course, we'll be back again tomorrow to do it all again. In the meantime, have a great evening. And I can only urge you to try and join the Marcus Today community, marcustoday.com.au. We'd love to have you on board as part of our membership. So thanks again for listening.